Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Snyder moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to home to get Robinson. Powell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bunker moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bunker moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of AG. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Howard, and towards Adair, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry throws the ball into Scourin, who tags Bulfari trying to return to first, for the out. Robinson scores. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scourin hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward is hit by the pitch. AG moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. AG tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. JC Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin is walked intentionally. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Howard. Aparicio moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Dick Hall now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Buford steals second. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Scourin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Scourin reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Buford scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scourin scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Frank Bertena now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles too. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of first. Weiss settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Weiss. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bulfari. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bulfari strikes out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Scourin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Frank Bertena. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Lau reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Charlie Lau. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. Bellinger moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bellinger scores. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Kurt Palfari now playing first base. Paul Blair now playing center field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive towards first. Palfari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing left field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Palfari strikes out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.